was great. I can't wait.
You've had to say that, aren't you, Squire?
Eh? It's part of the job description. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen. I know you've got a bit of radio experience and all that, so back off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you drop any tips in for me about radio? Anything I ought to be?
You've got to talk to the listeners as if there's just one of them, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Which you should be able to manage.
Back off. Hey, sort of turning around here, aren't we? I'm you, you're me. Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, listen, the show, you're bringing the Pub Landlord show, are you?
Yeah. But we were in Peterborough about 6 months ago, I think, and if anyone came to that, it's a completely different show.
You're not just repeating it, then, doing the same old tribe?
No. New tribe, yeah. Exciting new tribe.
Good stuff. Do you enjoy stand-up as much as the stuff you do on the TV and that? Which is best for you? Because a lot of people get all hoity-toity and say, I like the stage.
How it works is that, like this. When you're making a TV programme, you wish you were doing stand-up because you don't have to compromise when you're doing a stand-up show. And you haven't got to get through anything through a committee. And when you're doing stand-up, you wish you were doing TV because there's someone to bring you cups of tea and sandwiches whenever you want them when you're in a TV studio. So it's kind of a grass is greener thing.
Can you be ruder though on stage? Is that better?
Yes, you can be a lot ruder on stage. Yeah, and that can be better. But sometimes on TV, it's fun to be rude in a sly way and get round things. So it's kind of, to be honest, it's six of one, half dozen the other. I mean, the great thing about TV is you're at home. The great thing about being on the road is you're not at home. So goes both ways.
Yeah. How did you do your? Because you did your radio show as a pub landlord, didn't you? How did that go down?
Yeah, we used to do that. Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't swear then, could you?
No. But to be honest, if you're in a situation where you're not allowed to swear, you don't.
Mm.
It's kind of that simple, really. You know, I've done the Royal Variety 3 times, and you're obviously not going to curse with the Queen in the room, and you just get on with not cursing. it sounds like you think it's going to be a big deal, and actually it isn't.
Yeah. Does anybody ever walk out of your shows, Al? Do they ever take you too seriously, these Americans?
It can happen.
Yeah.
I've broken up a couple of couples along the way.
Well, they obviously weren't in love, Al.
No, well, that's what I think. They weren't suited to one another if they, couldn't both enjoy the same thing. But basically, this couple get up, 20 minutes into the show, they get up and they go out, and she's going first. And then he came back 10 minutes later and he put her on the tube and sent her home.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I hope he didn't pay for her.
I sincerely hope not as well.
No. Listen, on the show today, Al, we've decided to support the French in the rugby because we don't want Wales to win. Any thoughts? Any thoughts on the French?
The pub landlord has a great deal to say about them, but I'm kind of. To be honest, I had a very nice holiday in France this year.
So we're going. You're with us, are you? You're going French.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, yeah, because they did play very, very well, if the Welsh win, there's a possibility they'll be unbearable. So maybe we don't want that to happen.
A possibility? Oh my word! They'll never stop talking about it. It'd be like coal mining.
Yeah.
Constantly going on about something that's been dead for years. Yeah.
I have a load of Welsh friends as well. So I'm in a bit. But I don't know. They listen to your station. So yeah, I'm going with the French all the way. Yeah.
Allez le bleu! Allez le bleu! That's where we're going with it, Al. That's where we're going. So you're here on the 16th of October.
That's right.
Will you just be doing the pub landlord, or will you be doing some of the sound effect impressions, which is where you started out in life?
No, it's all the pub landlord. Yeah.
Oh, I was looking forward to you doing a car boot impression.
Well, that they've all been rested.
Oh.
Although it tends to be a thing whenever I end up on a TV program, they go, "You used to do that, didn't you?" And I end up having to do it.
Yeah. Well, don't do it now, because that'll be predictable.
Don't worry.
Don't do it, all right?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, that's a promise.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't do the car boot impression now.
No, it's not going to happen.
I love you.
God bless you.
Listen, we look forward to seeing you on the 16th of October in Peterborough. Can you do us a favour before you go? Just give us a Allez le bleu!
Allez le bleu!